Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But, you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. It's Wednesday morning here on KSJE, and it's time once again for another lesson about life in the sandbox. Ron Price is back with me, of course, this week. And Ron, welcome back to KSJE.
Thank you, Scott. Good to be with you, as always.
Thank you. This week, we are talking about the pledge.
We are.
And it's not furniture polish.
Right. So what do you got in mind?
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
That's like that bad joke. I got a great knock-knock joke for you, but you started.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Knock-knock, who's there? Anyway.
Okay. I don't know why it smells like lemons in here, but it does.
We ought to record our off-air
banterings.
Yeah, that would be a program all to itself.
Right, that's true.
The pledge. This is something I found in a Christian setting, a church setting, that every member was encouraged to look over this pledge, mm-hmm. and if possible, agree to the terms. Well, knowing that we don't have a Christian audience necessarily, some obviously, but
right. This
is not a Christian radio station, so I secularized it.
But we're an equal opportunity broadcaster.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
So, but see if this isn't something that might be worth considering for every family, every workplace,
mm-hmm.
to have something like this. I wish for my influence within my workplace and family and beyond to be positive, uplifting, faith-building, and morale-boosting.
Oh.
What kind of workplace, Scott, would it be if everyone said, all right, you know what, that's what I want to be all about, positive, uplifting, morale-boosting?
Right.
I think that would be a happier workplace. Same for the family. If everyone would read that, say, you know what, yeah, that's what I want to be about. Perfectly? Probably not. But striving for it, why not? Number two, avoiding unnecessary dissension and narrow agendas. I will do everything in my power to contribute to my workplace and family being joy-filled.
Okay.
Well, there's a big difference between happiness and joy, Scott. Happiness is wonderful, but it's fleeting. You can't be happy all the time. But joy is a different story. If we really do a self-examination of how fortunate we are as Americans, even on our worst day, there are billions of people who would trade places with us. True or false?
True.
Absolutely true. We have reasons for joy, even in the midst of unpleasant, unhappy circumstances. And what if every family member, every workplace, every team member were looking to avoid unnecessary and narrow agendas and do everything to contribute to a joy-filled experience for everyone? Ooh, I like it.
Hmm.
All right, number three, appreciating unity amidst our diversity. I will expend more energy affirming those doing and saying things I believe to be good than in pointing out the failings of those I believe to be wrong. We could stand for more of that in the sandbox, couldn't we, Scott?
We could. We could.
It's interesting, too. If I say somebody is too liberal or too conservative, what's the focal point of that evaluation?
You?
Yeah. And what gives me the right to say how somebody else should live their life? Am I connecting with you here?
Right.
I don't have that right. Now, do I wish they'd live according to the way I live? In some respects, yes, because I try to treat my fellow man in a positive way. I try to be an upstanding member of society and things like that. Do I wish everyone else would? Yes, but it's not my place to tell anybody else how they should live their lives. Number four, I will be more conscious of my own faults and failings, which I acknowledge to be many, and which I will make the focus of concerted and prayerful effort to amend, than I am the failings of others which I seek to minimize and dismiss. I think the guy's name was Owen Wilson. I should look it up before I quote him. But I think he's the guy that said we should all exchange problems because everybody seems to know how to fix the other person's problems. Isn't that a great quote?
True.
Look it up. I think it's Owen Miller. I think it's Owen Miller.
Okay. What Owen Wilson's an actor.
Oh, that's right. He is.
I think. But yeah. Okay.
All right. Are we going to get through these? Number five.
Yeah.
When I do disagree with someone and feel the need to share my view, I will make my respect for my coworker or co-family member clear. I will assume his or her integrity. I will offer my different opinion gently, not stridently, and will trust my fellow workplace or family member to reflect on the issue without the need of raising my voice or offering any threat. So often, Scott, we issues come up, the relationship is threatened, whatever, and we're reluctant to bring it up. Well, that would be a good focus point for everyone. Hey, if we do have differences of opinion, we're going to raise them in a respectful manner. We should probably do a whole program on that sometime.
Right.
Having difficult conversations. But do it in a respectful manner. You don't have to raise your voice. You don't have to bring emotion and passion. Just, hey, this is how I feel. This is what's troubling me, what have you. Number six.
Okay.
When I perceive some wrong that I believe demands wider attention, got to turn the page, I will seek to explore and understand before I feel the need to condemn. I will work within established structures toward a redemptive end. Again, why are we bringing up concerns? To punish the other person? I hope not. Stay in bed. Mind your own business. Don't just hang up by yourself. We're all in this together, and if we had that mindset, I think we'd be better off. All right, two more. I will bear in mind that humility is always becoming for humans, and that there exists always the distinct possibility that I could be wrong. You know what I realized just a couple of weeks ago, Scott? This troubles me. You know what's smack dab in the middle of the word wrong? Ron.
Oh.
I'm not sure what to do with that, but I don't like that. All right, the final one.
Right.
I will live joyfully, looking for every opportunity to build up and affirm my workplace and family members. Again, don't take those verbatim. But what if your family, your workplace, had a pledge that every member subscribed to and sought to carry out? I think you'd like the results.
I think so. That'd be helpful. Everybody following the same kind of ground rules, right?
Ground rules leading towards peace and joy and happiness and contentment. Yeah.
Yeah. How about
productivity,
that?
All that good stuff.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. All right.
I like it.
Very good. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome, Scott.
You're not wrong.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone, for joining us here on KSJE. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.